As I was praying and reflecting with our gospel passage, I couldn't help but be reminded of a story that a young man once told me about himself. He grew up in a family where they didn't really practice their faith, and he wasn't taught any faith. He was kind of just drifting through life. But one of his friends was Catholic, and they would carpool to work, and they would have all sorts of conversations on the way there and on the way back. And eventually, he took some interest in the Catholic faith. And when he started to see the truths that were being revealed, he really hungered for the faith and devoured anything he could find about the Catholic Church and her teaching. He entered RCIA and was baptized as an adult. And at his baptism, he received sanctifying grace, an increase of faith, hope, and charity, and many other graces. But there's one in particular that he considered an extraordinary grace, a kind of mini miracle. When he was in college, he struggled with alcohol. And at the moment of his baptism, those struggles, those disordered desires to become intoxicated, disappeared. He was miraculously cured or healed of it when he was baptized. I thought of this story because in our gospel passage, we hear of two miracles that take place. The miracle of the woman who was suffering from hemorrhages, who was miraculously healed by touching Jesus' clothes, and the little girl who had passed away, whom Jesus raised from the dead. We see in these miracles how much Jesus loves and cares for us, taking care of their needs. But there can be other kinds of healing that can take place: psychological healing, mental healing, emotional healing, healing from trauma, all sorts of kinds of healing. But most especially, a spiritual kind of healing, a healing of the soul. Jesus can do these extraordinary kinds of healings where things instantly happen, but that's not the way he ordinarily works. God ordinarily works through ordinary means, the things of life. God brings out healing by incremental, gradual steps. That's how he typically works. But the Lord loves us so much, he wants to bring about healing. He wants to bring us closer to himself. He wants us to be with him for all eternity. We heard in our first reading that God's plan wasn't for human beings to pass away or to die. His plan was for us to be with him. He wanted us to be with him forever in heaven. God extends this invitation. It's not a requirement. We need to cooperate with that grace, to accept that invitation, so that we can be with him forever in heaven. We're reminded in our second reading about how Jesus became poor so that we might become rich. Jesus is God the Son, second person of the Trinity. He came down from heaven, took on human nature to make a gift of himself on the cross, a gift out of love for all of us. Suffering so that through this gift of himself, he would make up for all of the sins of all of humanity for all time. This gift of love to bring about primarily spiritual healing, a healing of that relationship with God, a healing that allows us to grow in holiness so that we can be with him forever in heaven. That's what's most important to God. Sometimes we can focus too much on the physical and we think, oh, well, I prayed for this person who was sick and they didn't get better. Maybe God doesn't care. These miraculous healings are for the sake of a greater good, the spiritual healings. When God does something miraculous, it's to encourage us, to strengthen our faith for the greater good of that pursuit of holiness, that pursuit of heaven. There are some people who pray for others and they do miraculously get healed. But again, that's not the ordinary way that God brings about healing. And we shouldn't doubt his love for us if it doesn't come out the way we quite expected. Oftentimes, God has something different or something better in mind. I'm reminded of a story from the biography of St. John Vianney. A little girl who was blind wanted to be healed of her blindness, so she had her parents bring her to St. John Vianney. But she was also very angry and bitter towards God for having allowed her to have this affliction. And St. John Vianney looked at her with love, and he told her that her blindness was her ticket to heaven. That if she was cured of her blindness, her entrance into heaven would not be so certain. And she was healed, but not of her physical lack of sight. She wasn't cured of blindness. Rather, she had a spiritual healing, a healing of her soul. That angerness, that bitterness went away. Instead, she was filled with the joy of the Lord, knowing that God loved her so much, he allowed her to have some way, some cross, that she could bear lovingly for the Lord that would lead her to heaven. God can provide miraculous healings, but he wants the best healings for us, which aren't always the physical ones. The physical ones are to help us to recognize God's love. They're extraordinary. It's much easier to see a physical healing than a spiritual healing. But I bet many people who knew this little girl would have seen this transformation of her heart based upon her actions, her love, her joy. And so God can bring about healing. He does desire to bring about healing, but primarily the healing of the soul, so that we can be with him forever in heaven. And that's what's more important. So God gives us ways that he can heal us, ways that we have guarantees that his grace is being given. We heard in our gospel passage how the little girl had passed away, and yet Jesus raised her from the dead. A miraculous healing. But even greater than that is a miraculous resurrection of the soul. When we sin, we wound or damage our relationship with God. Our spiritual lives become wounded or damaged. And if the sin is serious, if the sin is mortal, we become spiritually dead. And if we want to be spiritually resurrected, God gave us a way guaranteed that it would happen. If we humbly come to the Lord in confession, with true contrition, he can raise our souls, our spiritual lives, back from the dead, so that we can be back on track for heaven. And that's what God cares about most, bringing all of us to be with him forever in heaven. It is my hope that in these last 4 years that I've been here at Ascension, that I was a good instrument of God's mercy and his grace to all of you, that in some ways I was able to help you grow in your faith, to bring healing to you, God's healing, God's grace as his instrument. As many of you already know, I'm being reassigned to Immaculate Conception in Dardenne Prairie. And this is actually my last Sunday Mass here at Ascension. And it's been quite a joy to be with all of you, to be this instrument of mercy of God for you. And I apologize for any mistakes that I've made. This was my first assignment as a priest. And especially at the beginning, I didn't quite know what I was doing. But God has brought healing in my life through ordinary, incremental, gradual ways. I know when I first came, I was very nervous about ministering to people, uncertain of myself, had some insecurities, struggled some with perfectionism. In fact, it's kind of a manifestation of all of these things. Some of you may remember when I first came, I would have my homilies like fully written out on 2 or 3 pages. And sometimes I would have difficulty making eye contact for fear that I would lose my place. So I've gone from that to a simple sticky note. So God brings about healing. He wants to fill us with his grace. Yes, in simple things like insecurities and nervousness, but more importantly, most importantly, a healing of our souls so that we can be with him forever in heaven. This is what God desires for us. And we are strengthened through all of the sacraments, not only that of confession, but also of the Eucharist, where Jesus Christ gives his very self to us, to those of us who have faith, to those of us who are open to the graces that he offers. Notice that in these healings, the individuals who are healed had tremendous faith, and through that faith, they were disposed to receive that grace. They were open to it. God wishes to bring all of us healing. And if we're spiritually wounded, not spiritually dead, if we're spiritually dead, we need resurrection in the confessional, but if we're spiritually wounded, God can bring us healing through the gift of himself in the Eucharist. And it's important for us to recall not only the grace, the healing God wants to give us, but any healing we've already received, progress that we've made in our lives, to reflect upon that and to express our gratitude to the Lord in prayer for those healings. And so I invite and encourage all of you to spend a little bit of time, a few minutes each day, expressing the healings that you desire to the Lord and giving thanks to the Lord for the healings that you have received. In fact, let's do that in this next moment of silence as we prepare to encounter our Lord Jesus Christ in the most holy Eucharist.